Hello, and thanks for listening to WGWG.org. We are Gardner-Webb University Streaming and On-Demand Radio. My name is Jeff Powell. Joining us in the studio is Dr. Anna Hamrick from Gardner-Webb University's Family Nurse Practitioner Program. And we had Anna in here not too long ago talking about some things, and we've decided to sort of take this to the next step and have a regular conversation with Dr. Hamrick about, health and wellness and all that kind of good stuff. And you maybe can hear it in my voice. I've been under the weather lately. And so it is that time of the year. Isn't that true? I mean, we do think of winter, even though technically it's not winter yet, as cold and flu season.
Yeah, that is true. We begin to spend more time inside and are around a lot of individuals that are coughing and sneezing and sharing their germs with us. So it is beginning cold and flu season.
What should we do to prepare, or if we've got something, what should we do to, what are some strategies to cope with it?
Well, the best offense is a good defense. So prevention is really key, especially when we talk about flu. You hear it every year, and most people listen, but a lot of people still do not follow the recommendations from the CDC to go ahead and get a flu shot. We know that there's a variety of different germs out there, and a lot of what individuals are battling right now is not flu, but flu season is beginning to ramp up. The CDC puts out a map of flu reports, mm-hmm. and you can see the weekly trends over the last couple of weeks that the activity is starting to ramp up. Actually, North Carolina, for the week of December 3rd, North Carolina and Alabama were the two states that were reporting regional spread of flu. So it's time to be thinking about it, and you're still in that time period where a flu shot may help you fight the flu. So prevention's key. The other things that you can do in addition to the flu shot are just protecting yourself from those sick contacts. If you are feeling ill, like you are this morning, Jeff, you're hopefully on the mend, but if you're feeling ill, if you have fever, stay at home. Those are, you know, it's the Bible says it's more blessed to give than receive. This is not true.
Not in this case
with the germs. So if you're not feeling well, stay home. And for those of us that are still feeling good, try to avoid that close contact with sick people. Hand washing is the most important thing that you can do to prevent spread of germs. Washing your hands with warm water, hot water, and soap. If there's somebody in your house that's sick, and it sounds like you've had a lot of that at your house lately.
That's right.
Cleaning and disinfecting surfaces that we don't often think about. We're all pretty good about, you know, cleaning the sink and the countertops, but think about the light switches, think about the doorknobs, you know, the handle to the toilet. Mm-hmm. Those are locations that germs like to sit and breed, and we need to wash those and disinfect frequently, especially when there's sick contacts in the house. Simple things that we teach our children, but we need to remember as adults: covering our cough, and not covering our cough with our hand. Covering your cough, you know, coughing into your elbow, the bend of your elbow. Places where there's a lot of people gathered, you know, grocery stores, Walmart, church. Those are places that you've got to really protect yourself and make sure that you're not spreading germs or picking up germs. And then, you know, just being smart about, if you are in those locations, not touching your eyes and your ears and your mouth, washing really good before you eat and touch your food. That can help prevent some of the spread of the germs that we're talking about today.
Now, you said that just as of today, there were some counties here in North Carolina that are closing schools because of flu?
That's right. As I may have mentioned, I'm from the mountains of North Carolina. I grew up in Jackson County, and so I pay attention to the Western North Carolina news. And Graham County Schools, which the county seat would be Robbinsville, closed their county school system, their entire county school system, today and tomorrow because of widespread flu and a stomach virus. So they've just decided, just to protect the other individuals in the school system to go ahead and shut down school.
Send them home a little early, let them start their Christmas vacation.
That's right. That's right. And recover so they're ready for Santa.
Now, if you do find that you've caught something, what are some good strategies for dealing with that? Particularly, I mean, you know, if you're really sick, go to the doctor. But
that's right.
If you're really stubborn like me, you're probably going to do everything else you can first before you go to the doctor. So what should be your strategy if you're if you find yourself, you've come down with a cold, a stomach virus, flu, whatever?
That's right. Well, one of the things that I think a lot of us have difficulty with, even with some healthcare knowledge, is how to pick the right medication to take care of yourself. Most of what we do is try to control the symptoms. These are viruses, most of the time, that'll run their course and you're going to recover. But we want some symptom relief. So if you walk down the aisle at your local pharmacy, it's challenging to figure out, what do I pick up? And there's a lot of excellent marketing that takes place in the aisle, the cold and flu allergy aisle of our pharmacies. Common symptoms that we see this time of year are fever, cough, chills, sore throat, runny nose. These may be hitting home for you. Mm-hmm. Upper respiratory symptoms. And really, I encourage our listeners to pay attention to the labels. Don't just pay attention to the name brand or the color of the bottle or the flavor of the medication. Pay attention to that list of active ingredients. Because what we see sometimes is individuals start mixing medications. This looks like this is going to work for my cough, and this one over here is going to work for my fever, and this one's going to help with my chest congestion. But if you look at the active ingredients in those medications, it's very common that they're going to have the active ingredient is going to be similar. Most over-the-counter preparations of medications, you see acetaminophen, mm-hmm. Which is the generic name for Tylenol. Mm-hmm. Acetaminophen is a great medication. It's great to help with fever. It helps with general, you know, achiness and kind of takes the edge off that, but it's very common in the over-the-counter medications. So you want to look at your active ingredients and be careful about mixing two or more over-the-counter medications at the same time. You want to, you know, make sure that you're choosing a medication that doesn't interact with any other medicines that you're taking. So if that's something that you feel kind of tech savvy, there are drug interaction checkers that you can look up on your phone, or pick up the phone and call your provider's office. They would much rather hear from you. If you're on a blood pressure medication or any other medications, you know, call and say, I'm not sure if this medication is going to interact with the medicine that I'm on. Also, a really good resource is your local pharmacist, that they may be able to give you some advice about the over-counter medication that you picked up. Acetaminophen, Tylenol, and then another medication that's very common, ibuprofen, or the brand name Advil. Those are in a lot of different medications, and they do have a maximum amount you're supposed to take in a 24-hour period. That's based on your age. But I think that people often, when they feel bad, they think more is better, and that might not be the case. They can have potential side effects when you're taking large dosages. So you really want to pay attention to the directions on the back of those bottles.
Mm-hmm. I understand particularly Tylenol has a lot of potential side effects.
Well, Tylenol in high doses for a long period can impact, and the liver is the main concern that we think about with acetaminophen. Kind of moving away from cold and flu, but individuals that maybe take Tylenol or Advil for arthritis pain, they're taking it daily, they're taking large doses of it. You really need to be careful. You need to watch those maximum dose requirements or recommendations. Tylenol, we worry about the liver. Ibuprofen and Advil, we think about the kidneys. And we also think about the gastrointestinal tract, the stomach and the intestines with ibuprofen. I recently had a conversation with my hairstylist, and I told her that I was going to share this. I won't call her by name, but I found out that she was having some arthritic type aches and pains in her knees and hips, and she was taking large dosages of ibuprofen, like in the 600 to 800 milligram ranges, multiple times per day. That was a bit concerning because she's taking it routinely. You know, not just a day here and there. She's taking it frequently. And she's also taking it without food. And ibuprofen can have an impact on the lining of the stomach. I won't go into the whole pharmacokinetics, but you need something in your stomach to protect it, especially in those high doses of, ibuprofen. So I told her, you know, have some food in your stomach, schedule that ibuprofen out, give yourself 6 hours in between dosages, and maybe talk to her provider about the best treatment plan for her for her arthritis.
You know, it sounds like it could get very complicated when you talk about different names for what are basically the same kind of things, and not overdosing, and then trying to decide, particularly if you're on other kind of maintenance medications, do they interact? So it sounds like a very good idea to get either assistance in that from the pharmacist or from your healthcare provider.
Yeah, your pharmacists are usually very willing to give you some advice if you pick something up over the counter. But also remember that if you're hanging out around the pharmacy, there's a lot of other sick contacts there. So you come out of those stores, you want to sanitize your hands and wash them so that you don't pick up something else. But yeah, your pharmacist is an excellent resource, your healthcare providers. And then I know a lot of individuals, I'm sure you and myself, go to the internet for advice. Mm-hmm. And I saw a cute quote this morning, don't trust everything that you read online. And it was quoted by Thomas Jefferson, which we know that's not true. But be careful that you're using reputable websites when you're going to get advice online. WebMD is a very common reputable website that individuals will go to, but blogs and social media, those are not necessarily reputable resources when you're thinking about the medications that you're putting in your into your body. So you want to, you know, talk to your healthcare provider, talk to your pharmacist, or use reputable online sources.
Okay, some good advice as we get into the midst of cold and flu season, and the saddest part about it is, of course, this is when we all come together as families and friends to celebrate the holidays. And, you know, like you say, sometimes you give a gift unintentionally.
That's right. That's right. All right. One more thing I want to mention is the importance of hydration. A lot of the over-the-counter medications have products in them that will help with congestion and helping to get the mucus. We all know the commercial of the little mucus in your chest. But you've got to really keep yourself hydrated. Lots of fluid intake. That's going to help you to recover quickly. And, you know, you're not going to be able to, not to get too graphic, but cough the stuff up if you don't keep it moist. So you've got to keep yourself hydrated. The sports drinks that have some electrolytes in those are helpful to keep you from getting dehydrated. But hydration is really important when you're battling any kind of these illnesses, because often they'll take your appetite and, you know, you're fatigued and you don't feel like walking into the kitchen and making yourself a meal. But make sure that you're keeping something in your stomach and that you are maintaining your hydration status. And that will help you get back on your feet quicker.
Good advice. Good advice. Dr. Anna Hamrick, professor here at Gardner-Webb University, family nurse practitioner. Not you don't just teach it, you actually do it. You're out there in the field
I'm
and everything.
Still practicing.
And if you have any questions or comments, just email us here at the station, info, I-N-F-O, at wgwg.org.